This is Radio Taiwan International.
Welcome to the news on Radio Taiwan International. I'm Idmar Waxman, coming to you from Taipei, Taiwan. We begin with a look at today's top stories. An EU Parliament committee looks to establish microchip diplomacy with Taiwan. Taiwan may be getting a new premier soon. And lawmakers look to pass new amendments to Taiwan's welfare law. But first, today's top story. The EU Parliament's Industry and Energy Committee on Tuesday approved new legislation to enhance the regional bloc's access to semiconductors. The EU Chips Act would encourage chip diplomacy between Europe and Taiwan, one of the largest chip manufacturers in the world. Global supply chains have been plagued by a semiconductor shortage since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this month, car manufacturer Volvo announced its factory in Ghent, Belgium, would shut down for a week due to insufficient chip supply. The EU accounts for 10% of the global microchip supply. Article 7 of the Act would see the EU executive establish a special board to oversee relations with major microchip-producing countries. The article specifically names Taiwan as one of these strategic partners, alongside the United States, Japan, and South Korea. The Act would also compel the EU to create new diplomatic mechanisms to deal with microchips, including by creating agreements over trade and investment. These diplomatic measures are meant to secure Europe's chip supply. The EU Chips Act still needs to pass in the European Parliament and be approved by ministers from each member state before becoming law. Former Vice President Chen Jianren reportedly agreed to replace Premier Su Zhenchang. That's according to a report from Taiwanese newspaper Liberty Times published on Wednesday. Earlier this month, Su said the whole cabinet, including himself, will resign once replacements were confirmed. The report says President Tsai Ing-wen has convinced Chen to accept the role as the new premier. The report also says the president may make the announcement as early as Thursday. Polls have shown a majority of Taiwanese support a cabinet reshuffle following last November's local elections. DPP legislature Xu Zhijie says the new cabinet will help the party regain the people's trust. Xu adds he hopes the new cabinet will include more new faces and women as well. DPP lawmaker Zhang Qilu says managing the new cabinet will be a tough challenge for Chen. However, Zhang says the real challenge is addressing people's concerns, such as promised tax rebates, high living costs, and cross-strait issues. Zhang says he hopes the new cabinet will swiftly address all those concerns rather than merely just changing its appearance. A bipartisan group of lawmakers are seeking to expand social assistance when the legislature comes back into session next month. 18 amendments to Taiwan's welfare law have been proposed since February 2020. Taiwan's poverty line is equal to 60% of the median disposable income per household member. That comes out to about 16,000 NT dollars, about $500 US per month. According to this figure, less than 3% of households fulfill these requirements to receive assistance. DPP lawmaker He Xinchun says due to inflation and increases in the cost of living, this standard is leaving many at-risk families from receiving benefits. He has proposed an amendment to the welfare law. Her proposal includes adjusting thresholds for income support, rental assistance, public housing eligibility, and student loans to expand the social safety net. He also says certain measures in the welfare law must be adjusted to prevent low-income individuals from falling through the cracks. That includes limits on property owned by family members. He says this prevents single-parent households or families with no connections to more affluent relatives from receiving benefits. Meanwhile, KMT lawmaker Lin Defu agrees that Taiwan's poverty problem has not received enough attention. He supports He's proposal to adjust thresholds to expand the social safety net. A Taiwanese tech company is designing an app to assist people with hearing impairment walk on the street. Arismart says they hope to launch the app after the Lunar New Year. Recent statistics show Taiwan has over 120,000 people who are hearing impaired. That number does not include roughly one-third of elders 65 years and older, who also have hearing loss. Taiwan is shifting into a super-aged population. Estimates suggest in 2026, more than 20% of the country will be over the age of 65. The increasing number of people with hearing impairment may lead to traffic safety concerns because sounds such as ambulance sirens, police cars, and car horns may not be easily heard. The new application will alert users to different sounds in the surrounding area using flashes and vibrations. The company says they hope this will improve road safety for everyone. They add they plan to produce a necklace with similar functions in the near future. For a lot of people in Taiwan, you're not celebrating Chinese New Year right if you're not playing Mahjong. In today's Chinese New Year Encyclopedia, find out why many Taiwanese love playing this game.
Chinese New Year Encyclopedia.
You're hearing the clank of mahjong tiles as they rub and knock against each other on a square mahjong table. Sitting at each side of the table, the four players place their palms on the tiles and move their hands in a circular motion to randomly mix the tiles. If you didn't know better, you would have thought they were swimming, but indoor, on a table. So what exactly is mahjong? Well, it's essentially a game that involves lots of tiles. The objective of the game is to get a series of special tile combinations, and you win. The game can be played anytime, anywhere, but it's particularly popular during the Chinese New Year holiday. During this time, members of the extended family would traditionally convene at the grandparents' place. While some people chat away on the living room couch, others would be sitting in another corner of the room at a square table. The players would take turns drawing mahjong tiles as they touch base with one another, and conversations like these are likely to go down. So I heard you got a new job. Well, how's that working out for you? Or, your sister told me that you're moving to a new apartment. Well, what's the new place like? Mahjong is as much a form of gambling as it is a form of social activity. While you could win or lose money from playing the game, that's not the sole purpose of the game. Quite commonly, the players see it as an alternative to, say, watching TV or whatever they do to kill time. So you see, money doesn't always have to be involved in this game, for playing mahjong is really just some quality bonding. Now, back to the technical side of mahjong. The objective of the game is to collect tiles of special combinations, and the first person to collect a certain number of combinations wins the round. Depending on how the person wins, he or she might collect money from one other player, or if he was really lucky and played the round really well, he could collect money from all three other players at the table. It's important to draw the distinction between the traditional mahjong that people play in many parts of Asia and the Western mahjong solitaire, which is a one-player game and you just match tiles on a computer screen. That version of mahjong could also be quite fun, but if you want the authentic Chinese New Year flavor of the game, then the traditional version is the way to go.
Thanks for joining me for the news. I'm Itamar Waxman. Stay tuned for another 50 minutes of English language features brought to you by Radio Taiwan International.